Hi, K-Watchers, it's Leanne.
Hi, everyone, it's Juliet. Welcome to the K-Watch Party.
Today, we have Physical 100 Season 2, Episodes 5 and 6. Avengers, assemble! Just when we thought our favorites were out, a tiny wrestling champion reels them back in. They're really raising the pull-up bar on Season 2. Let's get into it.
Hey, Leanne, since last week, have you been getting some steps in?
Why do you have to start off so aggressively?
You know me, my scroll of goals. I got to keep you on track here.
That felt like an attack, a personal attack. Clearly, I have not. I did pickleball this week.
Ooh.
I pickleballed and I have been sore all week. It's been a solid 5 days and my legs are still hurting.
Well, check off the box. You got some movement in.
I did. So the fact that I'm so sore, on top of the fact that I'm watching these insane bodies on Physical 100, is prompting me to maybe reevaluate my current physical state.
Oh, I thought you were going to say watching them makes you feel like you've worked out, so you've gotten your workout in for the day.
No. I see how sweaty those people are, and I was like, I have not sweat like that in so long. So it makes me want to get back into working out. Another incident that has propelled me on my maybe newfound journey of health and physical improvement is I just recently moved my desk and my chair, my work chair, into my bedroom. And I just noticed after a week that my chair legs have been leaving pock marks on the hardwood floor.
Oh, wait. The hardwood floor?
It is. And I have real oak wood.
Yeah, they've probably been around for about 100 years.
Yeah, this is like not engineered cheap, soft wood. So yeah, I think they're... And my husband has sat in that exact same spot. Granted, different chair. But yeah, I have left pock marks on the floor. That is a sign, if I've ever seen one. That, you know, even the wood below me...
Yeah, is crying.
Cannot sustain this weight. So what should our challenge be?
We could start with a 10,000 step challenge, although there has been controversy about whether that is the accurate number, but we'll just start there.
Okay, I just looked this up. 10,000 steps is 5 miles.
Oh, wow.
Are we ready?
I don't know. Maybe I spoke too soon. That's a lot.
On my best days when I go to work and have to walk from the bus stop to my office, I only do 6,600. So if we do 10,000, that is very lofty for me.
Well, it says 7,000 to 10,000 steps per day for adults aged 18 through 59. So you're at about 6,000 or so, and we got to level you up.
Yeah.
So how about we do 8,500?
8,500. That sounds good.
That's doable. Okay, so everyone out there, if you want to join us and you felt motivated by watching Physical 100 to get your butt off of your chair that's creating pockmarks in your wooden floor, then please join us and screenshot your steps for the week. If you have met the challenge or you've exceeded the challenge, then we'll shout you out on this podcast next week.
Send us your results every Thursday and we'll try to keep this going. We'll collect it on an Instagram and we'll see how we're doing compared to our listeners.
That's right. Our IG is at the K-Watch Party.
Let's get fit together, guys. I know I'm not the only one out there that has to get back in shape. So I would love some support behind me more than just this woman in front of me mocking
not me. Not just the chair that's crumbling under her. Just kidding. I believe it. I believe if you are consistent that you can get there. I just think it's just like a longer game, you know, where this is a marathon.
Maybe we need some shapewear. There's a lot of ads being served to me about shapewear, really just sucking and tucking in.
I have some shapewear. It's not as effective as they claim to be.
Right, because those rolls got to go somewhere.
Right. I mean, they get sucked in like, but they're still there.
Yeah. You know? They're just getting displaced into another section of your body.
Exactly. It doesn't suck it in. It just like, it tightens it, but you'll start to look like a sausage. I mean, you look like a sausage.
She really looked me in the eyes when I when she said that. So, again, no, very personal attack.
I did wear shapewear for the auction, and I was like, it's not really helping.
I just wore a baggy dress.
I looked at you and I was like, why did I wear this tight thing? I should have just worn a potato sack and I would have felt really good all night.
Oh, potatoes. Another personal attack.
No, that's not about you. That's just mean I could have worn something looser.
We could take those potato sacks that are holding the sand from the maze challenge right. and wear those to the next auction. Let's get into episodes 5 and 6. So we ended episode 4 on the maze team challenge. And we were watching Hung Bum Suk, the former firefighter, against Kabaddi player's team. Kabaddi player.
His name is Lee Chang-gun.
He seems very strong. He was number 10 chosen on the leaderboard.
Kabaddi seems also like just a really nice guy. And I think his team was very emotional when they lost. I think they really bonded together. So that was nice to see.
Yeah. So Hung Bum Suk's team wins that challenge. We kind of rushed through the rest of the maze challenges. We spent so much time on them in episode 4. But as we start episode 5, we kind of just get through the rest of them. So we see Hung Bum Suk win. We see former Olympian wrestler, gold medalist, Chung Chi-hyun. He's the little guy with cauliflower ears.
That's right.
I call him in my notes, tiny wrestler champion, because he ends up being very impressive.
He does become impressive, and he stands amongst some giants. So he looks tiny.
Tiny.
And I kept trying to look up his height because I was so curious, because I'm like, he's probably like 5'6 or 5'7, but he's next to these giants, so he looks like a mini person.
I know, but you can't call him little because he's great in stature from a ability standpoint.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we're going to see so much of this guy, and he is really going to impress.
Yeah, he really stands shoulder to shoulder in skill
yep.
to a lot of these tall guys. He is up against the hot actors team.
Lee Tae-yoon.
We get some action from that matchup. Actors team is winning at the 5-minute mark when the flags go up. But for some reason, the wrestlers, I think they just love to wrestle.
Yeah, I think they were just looking for an opportunity to grapple with people. But the actor was like, what are you doing? You're losing right now. This is not the best strategy.
So very smartly, the actor's team starts grappling back and pins them down to run out the clock.
Right.
Genius.
It was very smart.
So tiny wrestling champion Cauliflower Ears, they lose. And all of the national athletes are out. And tiny wrestling champion blames himself for the loss. A lot of these team leaders, they're very humble.
They take on the blame.
Yeah. There's not much finger pointing in this show. And I think in a lot of, maybe if it was an American show, there'd be a lot more finger pointing of, I didn't have a strong team, or they let me down. And then the last maze match is Thanos versus Andre Jin's team. They really sped through this one. I don't even have notes on it.
Well, I think now that we have seen both episodes, we know why they were doing this. Because like at the end of the day, these matches really didn't matter.
But at that moment, I was very surprised Thanos was out. And I actually cheered.
Did you cheer?
Yeah.
I was pretty sad. I mean, I know you like Andre. And yeah. I was rooting for him too. But I was like, oh, this is quite devastating, and it felt like they took such a climactic moment and really glossed over it. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, we see later why.
Yes.
But I was ready to get rid of Thanos. He's almost too strong for everybody.
Oh, that's interesting because I thought he was such a front runner that I would have wanted to see him succeed. People really underestimated him, and so I wanted him to advance. Side note, I went to look at his Instagram, and then he, I guess, lives with his wife. Uh-huh. So I click on her profile, and we call Vitamin BBL that nickname from Singles Inferno, but this woman really, truly is BBL.
Oh, wow.
You have to go check her out.
Has a Brazilian butt lift.
She must have. And that's like all she features on her Instagram. So they are a very fit couple. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool. Remember there was a couple of bodybuilders in the last season
Right. And they're friends. It turns out, you know, I'm like looking at their Instagrams. I'm like, oh, they've all like known each other for a very long, like many of these guys are running in the same circles.
And maybe that's why they're so supportive of each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the next challenge after the maze is over, they call it Back from Hell.
Oh, this is such a good twist.
Yes, loved it. The winners walk into a gladiator-style coliseum arena. It has sand on the floor and these pillars.
10 of them.
And then we see the winners are above, looking down onto the pit.
That's right.
And the losers enter the sand pit. Everyone who's lost the maze match enters the sand pit. It's like a wild card chance to survive. They actually, we forgot, I think, but they did this last season.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, but it brought back the whole team. This one, they've changed it up so that there's only one winner left.
There's an individual. Yes. It's an individual match.
And then the winner gets to pick the four people that will make up the rest of that person's team.
It's exciting. It's like on Top Chef, there was a woman named Kirsten Kish. Mm-hmm. I think that was her name. She was an Korean adoptee, but she lost very early and everybody was very surprised. And then she came back through the challenges afterwards and was the winner of the entire show.
Well, that's awesome.
So
that might be what we'll have here.
I think could very well happen here.
I saw those pillars and like my stomach started hurting about this one. It just felt so
barbaric.
Yes.
I mean, also because of the way the arena is set up, it felt like a gladiator event, like someone was here to die.
And those women standing around, they're just looking at this challenge being like,
there's no way.
I guess I'm just going to take the 14 bus home and grab some groceries on the way back. Like, they're just...
They've all resigned themselves, which is quite sad. Although the arborist thought that she had quite a chance because she's used to climbing up trees, but I didn't see her anywhere.
I thought it would have been more fun if the emblem that you have to basically be hugging at the end of the time was higher.
The top.
So they start with 10 pillars. There's 25 people left in the pit. Only 10 can make it out of the first round. They need to cover the emblem on the pillar to move on. Time starts, and it's just a yanking frenzy. Thanos was left alone.
Oh my gosh.
Heavy equipment CEO was left alone.
There was no competition. Heavy equipment CEO only lost because he was trying to be helpful to somebody else.
Yes.
But everybody was like hands off of him.
Because this is the first time we've seen this season, and I don't think we saw this last season either, is team alliances in individual games. So there's a little bit of alliances happening. So not everybody is gunning to be the last person on the pillar. Some people are there to help others stay on.
Yeah.
It was like, have you watched The Last of Us? That...
Yes.
Post-apocalyptic with the cordyceps.
Yes.
Didn't feel like when he left that pillar open, it was open and they're just like...
I swarmed. I felt like for the first time in this competition that it felt really a little bit more antagonistic.
Mm-hmm. It didn't feel great.
It's a little uncharacteristic for this kind of show, and so it felt a little icky.
Yeah. So we have 10 people left and it goes down to 5 pillars. 3 people are going to one pillar and 2 people are going to another pillar.
Yeah.
And Thanos and Amati.
Yeah, which was... Amati tried to take Thanos off and I'm like, you gotta know.
He can't take down Thanos, so he actually goes to help Roar, my fave.
Oh my gosh.
I love him. He's Jihyuk.
Hunky Roar. And it was... I think also seeing that high school wrestler who becomes kind of the central figure here. Him... fighting people off. There was one point where he was digging his head under Rower.
Yeah.
And it looked like a baby coming out of a vagina.
Right. Like, there's a lot of heads under armpits.
Yeah.
I was like, thank God Korean men don't have
BO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because how stinky was that head be after all of that armpit rubbing?
What is the science behind Korean people not having BO?
So I looked this up. East Asians have a genetic variant which causes the loss of function in the ABC11, the no body odor gene.
Oh my God, how blessed are we?
I know. It's really rare, they say, in other population groups to have no body odor. And actually only 2% of Caucasians carry the no body odor version of the gene.
Fascinating. I mean, of the many things that I am sad that we don't have, that is one thing I feel very lucky to have.
The other thing that I noticed, and we'll see this later in the pull-up section, is there's a lack of body hair, which is very pronounced in the pull-ups. Because, yeah, like I get, you know, no chest hair and maybe like not as much hair all over the rest of the body. But the armpits have... A lot of men just like didn't have any hair in their armpits.
But it looked like they shaved it.
Right. So my question was, is this genetic or is it... them shaving?
Maybe some of it is genetic, but I was watching something on TikTok where if you watch Singles Inferno, this latest season, the Coast Guard. He and Juanique, the realtor, were talking. And Juanique, the realtor, goes, so you got to go to paradise like 4 times and I got to go fewer times than you did. What was your secret? And do you know what Coast Guard said? He goes, it's because I got laser hair removal and you didn't.
No, he didn't.
I swear. I mean, they were laughing, but I was like, oh, so maybe Korean men just dislike body hair. And so they're actively removing it.
Right.
Because they think women don't like it. I'm sure after that, after they posted that thing, I'm sure laser hair removal went off the charts.
In that vein, I actually have been looking into laser hair removal for my legs. It's like a cactus, but actually really painful for me to like even rub my legs together at night.
So how often do you have to shave it?
Well, you know, I mean, it's been winter. So, I mean, it could get to like an inch.
I mean, you know. I never shave. I also, you are
blessed. I'm a hairier person.
See, but you're blessed with a lot of hair on your head, that's at right. least in your eyebrows. I don't have that. But the flip side of it is I really don't have to shave anymore. I used to have to shave pretty regularly. And yeah. I don't know what has happened, but all that shaving now, like the hair's gone.
So spiky that it's uncomfortable for me to like rub my legs together. It's like friction. It's like going to start a fire in my bed. I was going to say about these guys with their armpit hairs. I have like longer hairs on my chin than these guys have in their armpits. Anyway, okay, so maybe that answers the question. There's a lot of lasering happening.
We were talking about that because it looked like a high school wrestler. He was digging his head under somebody's armpit and
continually.
He was lucky that there was no BO there.
If he were, there's no BO, and if he were to burrow under my armpit, which is also a spiky cactus, he'd get rug burn for sure. So we have 5 people left and 2 pillars.
That's right. We have Thanos. We have Chung Ji-yeon, who is the little wrestler. Then we have Kim Ji-yeok, who is your favorite hunky rower. Chang Chun-hyuk, who's the high school wrestler. And then we have Kabaddi.
Yep. So Thanos claims a pillar, and it has to be 2 versus Thanos, or else that guy is just going to the end.
Yeah.
There's no way it's 1 versus 1 against Thanos. Tiny wrestling champ really shows his skill. He just like with one last grunt gets in under Thanos, under his body, and wins that pillar. So
love that. Love that. That was like a David and Goliath situation, and can't underestimate these little guys.
No. And then the high school wrestler versus the kabaddi player who feels like a favorite. High school wrestler with his little baby face.
I know.
His armpit move.
He did that again, yeah, right? But time. I love that Kabaddi was like, oh, he used his massive body. I was like, did you just body shame him?
Yeah, he does have a massive body.
He does. I mean, for a high schooler, he's such a sweet face.
I know. And then it's 1 last pillar and 2 remaining players. New respect for wrestlers. They are feisty. Feisty fellas.
And very strong.
Yes. High school wrestler is 2 weight classes above tiny wrestling champ. So I think people in the crowd are not sure how this is going to go. Tiny wrestler champ is just faster and smarter and more experienced.
Yeah. I think here having a little bit more agility and not being as big. Heavy, mm-hmm. I think worked out in his favor.
This guy is a gold medalist.
He's a gold medalist. And the this other one is a high schooler. Yeah. He's got his life ahead of him.
Yeah. Tiny wrestling champ won a gold medal in the 2004 Olympics. So that was almost 20 years ago.
I know.
This guy was.
When I looked that up, I was like, oh, that's when I graduated college.
Right. So tiny wrestler champ wins. It is such a moment of glory for him. He has really clawed his way through this pit of men. People are wondering if he's going to pick based on loyalty to his old team or if he's going to be picking on skill. What would you have done? Would you have picked based on loyalty or based on skill?
Based on skill.
Yeah, that's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
I did think he was going to go for loyalty.
I thought at the very least the high school wrestler. And I think he was thinking that. But when he chooses his people, I'm like, it's a no-brainer. You have the strongest people here. And all of the team leaders, this is going to be a worthy competition.
Oh, yeah. They call them the Avengers.
Koreans love to call anything that's like a team of really good people, they always call them the Avengers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess the only other pack would be the X-Men, which I saw our friend was watching, and I guess they're doing a reboot.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I saw it on Disney.
I'd say my first crush was Cyclops.
I'm sorry. The guy with the
one uni goggle. sprays out lasers.
Oh, Lord. This is your first crush?
Oh, yeah. There's something about Cyclops.
Okay. My first crush was Devon Sawa. Okay.
Hey, did you like him in Casper? Well, I think also I loved Cyclops a lot because he was paired up with Jean Grey. And that was like my first, you know, like a couple that I shipped.
Oh.
He was also the leader of that crew. Mm. So maybe I just like a strong.
You do like a strong man.
Yeah. With a uni goggle.
Just one eye.
So Tiny Wrestling Champion picks Amati Kabadi, Ji-Hyuk Hunky Rower.
And then it's a cliffhanger.
I know.
That was so good.
I know. It turns out he picks, of course,
Thanos.
I was thinking he wasn't going to pick Thanos because it's in the short term very smart to pick Thanos because he's going to help you win your next team game. But
again, you're going to have to go up against this guy.
Yeah. At the long term, if it's you and Thanos, how are you going to beat Thanos? So I was shocked he went that way. I didn't think it was very long term smart.
Right. Because at the end of the day, it's not a team competition. It's going to be an individual.
One-on-one.
Yeah, it's going to be one-on-one.
I mean, I know that Thanos is clearly the strongest of everybody, but if he had picked high school wrestler.
That's true. They had a pretty stacked team already.
Exactly. Like, you don't need Thanos to still keep an edge from a team perspective. On a one-on-one basis, when you got to face this guy, the only person you got to blame is yourself.
It made for a great story, though. Do you think there was pressure from the production team? Like, oh, pick all of the leaders.
For sure. It does make for good TV. Now we move on to episode 6. We have 30 contestants left. We get a pre-quest challenge before quest 3. It's a pull-ups challenge. The running felt slightly more fair. This is so stacked for the big guys doing pull-ups. Like, basically, how many pull-ups can your team do?
Right. And you pick 2 people as delegates.
But, like, put a Pilates reformer machine in there. You know, make them tree pose for 3 minutes. Like, this is so just meant for the big guys.
And also, to be honest, like, pull-ups for women are just a different game than they are for men.
Yeah. It's just like every challenge is set up as an excuse for the muscled guys to take their shirts off and show off their lasered bodies. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Their hairless bodies. I know, exactly. We're not complaining.
I mean, why even give them shirts? Save some budget.
It's just so dramatic every time they like rip it off.
I know. I do love it when the women take off their shirts too. So, you know, they put a pull-up bar right in the middle of the room. It's so exposing. If I tried to do a pull-up right now, my arms would just rip out of my body.
Oh!
You know, like a cartoon, like the arms are left on the bar.
They're just like,
but the body's like down.
Spaghetti strings.
The expected people that were good are good. Hung Bum Suk, super good.
I'm so over him. Please go away.
So over him. He's been really quiet in the last episode. Tiny Wrestler, Champ, does great. Amati steps up. His body's insane. Yeah. He does great.
Andre Jin also, looked so tall. I looked him up. He's 6'5".
Oh, wow. Yeah, Tiny Wrestler really had to jump up to get to the bar. I was afraid someone would have to boost him.
Why do you think that Lee Jae-woon, the actor, had the woman do the pull-ups?
I think he knew his team couldn't win against Avengers. And so it sounded like when they went to the table, she broke
a PR.
A PR, you know? So I feel like he was just giving her a
chance. Yeah. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, and like showcasing a woman.
Yeah.
I think she's a PE teacher.
That's what, it's a professor.
Oh.
But probably just a teacher. I love it too. Every time they do, they go, nicer. This should be our new tagline, nicer.
So of course the Avengers win the contest.
And you know who did the most? Little Wrestler.
Oh, Tiny Wrestler
did the most? Tiny Wrestler did more than anyone. He did 43.
Oh, gosh.
That is impressive.
He is nuts. Tiny Wrestler picks Judo Legends team and Andre Jin's team to go up against in Quest 3. He straight up says to Judo Legend, like a straight up legend. He says, I think your team is the weakest. No offense. So now Judo Legends.
Because they have 2 women.
And Judo Legends, like, stirred up now. Andre stands up. He says, shouldn't you all have gone home?
I love that. And then somebody goes, there's a Savage American. I love it because it's shit talking, but it's very friendly.
Yeah, it's all done with a smile. And I, you know, I love a good trash talker. I think that's, isn't it an American thing to just trash talk?
It is totally an American thing.
At the Spickleball game, yeah.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of ribbing that is happening amongst the teams, but they must not be showing it.
Yeah.
Because some of these jokes probably don't translate. Like, maybe. Even when MMA King, he took off his shirt and then he took off his socks and they were like, take off your pants too. You know. But like in American TV, that comes off a little weird.
Yeah. We make it to Quest 3. It's modeled like an underground mine. Did you know that Korea has very few natural resources? That actually North Korea has more precious minerals? Anyway, I had read that a while
that
ago.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
North Korea, from what I've heard through my grandparents and crash landing on you, is that it is a beautiful place.
Yeah, they say it is full of precious metals, oil and coal.
Well, no wonder they wield so much power.
No, but it's more mountainous,
right?
It is,
yeah.
Yeah, so they don't have much arable land, which is why they're starving, because they can't farm.
Wow.
And South Korea has much more arable land.
Right.
So your country has been able to farm. But also, they're saying a lot of these developed countries that don't have natural resources actually became developed because they were just forced to find other means of doing it. And so that's right. Why South Korea is like such booming auto and washing machines, because they've just, and pop culture, because they weren't able to export oil and other valuables. Yeah. Anyway, that was...
So you think this was like a place that they've never seen before, right? They're like, what's a mine?
So they must know what a mine is. They've also watched Indiana Jones. They have a cart game. They need to transport 2 tons across a little railroad track into these carts. 2 tons. Things that weigh 2 tons. 2 crocodiles. 2 rhinos. A pickup truck. 250 bowling balls. This is what they were carting across this rails in these carts. And the carts themselves.
2 crocodiles seemed like, easy to do. But I know, 2 rhinos, definitely not.
Judo team is clearly at a disadvantage. They are not a brute strength team. They weren't built that way. But judo team leader is so supportive.
I love him. And yes. I also think he is very strategic. Mm-hmm. We saw this in the previous sandbag game. Similarly here, he's like, okay, I'm looking at the Avengers. I'm looking at Andre's team. There's no way we're winning this. So let's use our quote unquote weaker players, because there will be no pressure to be number one or number two.
He puts his 2 weakest players in this game, and it's really hard to watch them struggle, because the other 2 teams, I mean, Thanos runs away with it.
It's
Rower
like
does great.
Taking candy from a baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Andre Jin's team, like, they kind of struggled with strategy, but they also win handily 2nd place. Right. The 3rd team, it's a woman.
She is a judo Olympian, Park Tazhol.
Okay. And then it's also another man who is of smaller stature.
Kim Young-chan. He's got that faux mullet. And it said that he is a Taekwon athlete, which is a kind of martial art. He's very scrawny.
Yeah. And it's just very hard to watch these two go. I mean, they never give up.
They can barely even push the cart without anything in it.
Yeah, Thanos throws those bags in there like they're jelly beans. We're just watching this poor judo champions just barely lifting bags into the cart. All the big guys go and help the weaker team. They load up the sandbags and push it all the way with them. The show has a lot of these surprises for us. It was a nice moment.
It was. I actually teared up watching it. Although I love Andre. He said the translation was less harsh, but he basically said, what effer came up with this game?
We see one last challenge. It's a 1-person mine cart. The weight is lower, but it's the same concept.
30 bags this time.
So we see the national swim girl.
Yu-in.
Against the bodybuilder girl.
Su-jin. She's the blondie.
Versus Kabaddi.
Yep.
So obviously Kabaddi is going to win.
But a great challenge. I thought this was really inspiring, because the 2 women.
They just did it. They took off their shirts
really
and they went.
Really impressed us.
Yeah. Somebody on judo's team says, oh, maybe we can get 2nd. He says, you have to believe you can come in 1st.
I love this guy.
Mm-hmm. Great motto. Great motto to live by.
He's like, even if you know you're going to be 2nd, work to be 1st.
Yes. So that was it. We see Avengers are in 1st place. Judo and Andre Jin's team are now tied going into the midair competition. And we're going to see a lot of flying bags next week and men on monkey bars.
The monkey bars. I'm nervous about that, because you can dislocate your shoulder doing that.
So at the end of these 2 episodes, are you rooting for the Avengers team?
Tough to say. I think in theory, I love to see them all together and it's really cool. I think if it was a team challenge, it would be great. But they're such the front runners that I don't love it. I would actually really fell in love with the judo team this week. I love their leader, and I think they just have a great spirit together, although individually I don't think that they would do that well. I'm sad that the show is ending so quickly because there's really only 3 episodes left. And I feel like there's a lot more character development I would love to see. And I would just like to get to know more of these people.
Yeah, because I think last season, this quest, this mine quest, was the big pirate ship. We may only have one more big one after this.
I see. And then they're all individual challenges. Well, do we want to do an objectification corner
before we end today? Always. So we know everyone a little bit better. And now we know who's sticking around. Who are you lusting after?
Lusting after... I may have joined your camp. I do like Andre Jin. Mm-hmm. Amadi is still a top favorite.
Is it his bod you lust after?
Well, or is it just... Whoa, is that what we're going for? A bod that we're lusting after? That one's... They all kind of look the same. And I get a little uncomfortable seeing so many shirtless men. So I'm not sure that I'm lusting after them. Always the prude. But I am just, I just think he has such a like positive spirit. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, so he seems like a nice guy. He was helping his friend out. When he got chosen for the Avengers team, he was doing all this bowing. It was very cute. I'm actually intrigued by Kabaddi.
Okay.
We don't know much about him, but.
I read on the internet that he has financial woes, but I couldn't.
Oh, God. No, I can't handle that. I mean, you can't be getting paid much as a Kabaddi player.
That's true.
What about you? Who are you lusting after?
I mean, it's always I don't know what it is about the rower. I just like that he's like a quiet stealth. And then I love Andre Jin. Still up there for me. I'm having a hard time rooting against Judo Legend because I do like him a lot, but I do want Andre Jin to keep moving on.
Right. Because at this point, it's going to be one or the other.
Yep.
What about women? I was actually into the blonde woman. The previous episodes, I was like, oh my God, this girl's roided up.
Yeah, the bodybuilder.
Her voice is maybe similar to mine. I've been told that I have a very deep voice. But hers is like a man's.
Yeah. No, she did. She killed it on the cart.
Killed it. Challenge. I loved also when she put the sandbags in, she tried to push and she's like, oh, this is so easy. I'll put some more in.
Keep going.
The swimmer.
She's still cool.
I loved
cool.
her. Yeah. Tenacity.
Yeah. You know, I mean, those are really the only women left.
Yeah,
I think.
That's true.
That's so sad. Be sure to get your steps in this week. Send us your results every Thursday and we'll shout you out on the pod. Yeah, that was it for episodes 5 and 6. We will be back with episodes 7 and 8 next week. We will talk to you then.
Bye.